Hello.
Welcome once, welcome twice. Why do I say twice? This is our second time attempting this. Hi, guys. Hi. My name is Sarita. You may know me as Bible Study Girl. I'm just a girl with something to offer the world. And the first voice you heard, that razzle dazzle hello, was from the executive producer of this podcast, Bible Study Brother.
What's good, people? It is I, Bible Study Brother, but I'm also known as Icarus Gray over at Gray Area Anime, which will return very, very soon. But as my sister often likes to say, we are not just brother and sister in Christ, we are brother and sister, or we share the mother, share the same mother in real life. I'm exhausted. I tripped all over myself.
We do share the mother because yeah. She's our mother. Yeah. We share the mother. You are correct in that. And I think that really definitely comes into play with today's episode of the Bible Study Girl podcast. I'm not going to give it away. No spoilers. But I think you guys will see how important the fact that we're brother and sister is as the episode progresses. Super excited to get this party started. But first, brother, how's your week been?
My week was so amazing. It was so great. I did a performance. I'm sorry, guys. My energy is low because we just recorded
this. No, your energy intro is high.
It's Pep high, it up, but my energy buttercup is off because we just recorded this. But anyway, so I had a really good week.
We just recorded it, but what happened, brother? I don't have all of my doodads up. I want you to pull and tell me about your emotions.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Let me know.
Let me get that set up.
Pull up that emotion wheel.
So basically, I'm feeling a little elated. I was also a little jovial, which I don't know.
Yeah, you talked about that low energy. You can find one.
But I also feel a little agony now. But I was also feeling a sense of longing. And so with that, or the reason that I was feeling those emotions is because I did a performance at the Black Student Union Block Party, which my wife was over, and it was the inaugural one. And I did the performance, and it was the first time that I had done a performance in a little while. It wasn't the typical crowd, so I wasn't, like, you know, bringing people up to the stage and everything. It was more like everybody was just kind of sitting and eating and chilling, and we had, like, done, like, a couple performances for them or whatever. Anyway, I get off stage. I had some of our students come and talk to me about music. I had an older gentleman come and talk to me about music as well. And it was very inspiring and caused a bit of longing in me to be back and creating. Because kind of like I said earlier, Gray Matter will be a year old by the time you guys have listened to this. And I'm ready to put something else out. I'm ready to put more music out. I'm ready to kind of really step into how I can explain the love of Christ and stuff in my life and how it guides my footsteps. So, yeah, that was my week. How was yours?
My week has been good. So just recently, as in today, not too long ago, I was perplexed because we had proceeded far into the episode and it wasn't recording. So we're starting over. So I also get the opportunity to have some hopefulness about me, that we can keep that same energy we had, that zeal, and really do the best that we can. I think I talked to you a little bit about the fact that I've had a little bit of grief that I've worked through this week.
Yeah.
And trying to, you know, I think if this is your first time listening to this podcast, you don't know this about us, but we lost a lot of family members in 2021 in a very short period of time, right? Mm-hmm. So one of the shows that was on in that year during the quarantine was the show, you know, it's a Marvel show. Is that Marvel?
Yes. WandaVision.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I know exactly where you're going, but go on here. Bring it home.
And Wanda on there, somebody said grief is just love that doesn't have a place to go, right? Yeah. Like you don't have a place to put it. And so I think about that quite often. Whoever wrote that episode and that line, give them all the money.
And then they also came off the top rope with Vision then saying, what is grief if not love persevering? Or something like that. And I was like, oh my God, why are you doing this to me right now?
It's the same thing. So I mean, that's a journey that I continue to walk. You know, different things trigger me and set me off, but I'm still here. I've also been able to experience like some enthusiasm and some elation, because when we logged on to the Zoom today, my brother said, oh my gosh, your face is looking smaller. He didn't say it like that. I just added that razzle dazzle to it.
She did. Which is why I added the laugh track this time. But now that the laugh track is over, let's give her some applause, Dave.
Oh, okay. Okay. So listen, I was like, okay, because the scale, if this is your first time listening, I've been on a fitness and a wellness journey. So I don't weigh myself often. I really look at non-scale victories. Like, are my clothes fitting better? Do I feel better in my body? Am I able to move better? So all those things have been better, but it also helps to be able to visually see it, and not even for him to see it, because I thought the same thing when I got on Zoom today. Like, girl, you kind of looking snatched in the face a little bit. I like it. This week is the mix of all those things, the mountains and the valleys of life. But I'm here.
I have our scripture pulled up, BTW.
What?
I have our scripture pulled up, by the way.
Oh, so I think the Lord was trying to give you a chance to redeem your role as the executive.
I was right, though. What's funny is I was right.
You were right.
Well, I mean, I was in the range. Like, I was. Oh my goodness! Like, wow. Well,
I will say, they say keep the word hidden in your heart, and you did a good job last time spouting from memory. All right,
girl. I'm always gonna spout that one from memory.
Okay, brother. Give us this verse for the week.
Our verse for the week comes from the 23rd Psalms, verse number 4. Is even though I walk through the valley of shadow of yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Yeah.
Thou preparest the table before me
in the presence
of my enemies. Okay.
Yeah, I had to do that real quick. Listen, y'all, if y'all ain't never listened to Jeff Majors' 23rd Psalms, I implore you, listen to Jeff Majors' 23rd Psalms. The only place you can really even find it is on YouTube, though, because it's super hard to find this harp player's gospel album where he brought somebody in to come sing. And it took me a while. Like, I found the artist that does the vocals on that song, and I'll probably have that for y'all next episode. But yeah, that's my, like, that is probably like one of my top 10 favorite gospel songs of all time.
Yep. You got that implanted in you early, at an early age.
Mm-hmm. Had no idea. Like, had the whole album because, you know, we were in a silent choir, which is a choir who does.
Well, the name of the choir was the silent choir, but it was a sign language choir.
Yes, it was a sign language choir, which ASL, American Standard Sign Language, or American Sign Language is what I'm trying to say. And this small aside, we would get to do solos every now and again. And I got my first one. Like, all the older kids were the ones that got picked. And then me and my cousin got picked to do kind of, you know, sometimes we would do like dual solos, which now in retrospect was more for
like a duet.
And no. There are duets,
but you would split the solo. Like, I do this part, you do that part.
No, I feel like we both did it at the same time. I remember doing I feel like we both did it at the same time. And I think it was more so for visibility, thinking back on it now.
Because y'all were tiny.
Yeah. We were super tiny, now that I'm thinking about it. Anyway, but I remember the first time performing like at the zoo.
Okay.
I remember doing that. But anyway, that's a random aside, which we wouldn't have got if we hadn't had to restart. So that's your scripture for today. Psalms 23, verse 4.
Amen. And now that the scripture has been rolled out, I am excited to kick off this episode. Bible Study Brother is 100% producing. So I am just here. Yep. I'm along for the ride with you guys. We will see what shall be.
All right. So last time, guys, you know that my sister cheated me in a game of Would You Rather.
Did not.
Which apparently I cheated myself out of because I should have gone with my first mind. So in lieu of that, I wanted a little bit of not revenge, but to see if she knows me better than I knew her. I was 3 out of 7 or something like that.
Yeah, I think you were 3 out of 7 last week. And if you have not had the opportunity to listen to that episode, you really should go back and listen to it. It's pretty hilarious. And we see how Bible Study Brother gets the answer right initially and then talks himself out of it several times. Let this be a lesson to you guys. Trust your first mind. So yeah, that's my strategy for today's game. You know, Bible Study Brother had vengeance in his mind and blood in his heart. Still He's been do. Meditating over these questions. I'm just going to do the best I can. Whatever my first instinct is, I'm going to say it. Do you want me to tell you the reason why I pick my answers when I pick them? And then we'll go at the end. And
yeah,
at
the, you'll, okay, you'll go and tell me why you pick your answers. And then I'll tell you if you've wondered why I've picked something. Okay. My explanation at the, or no, I give my explanation as I give the answers, much like right. You did. All right. So
I'm excited. One thing about me, if you know me at all, I love a good game. And I love, it doesn't have to be anything fancy. I actually make my man talk to me and we play games like this all the time. And I'm grateful that he's a willing participant.
Yeah. Cause
not grumpy. Cause
she's
grumpy.
crazy.
I'm a loving
4 games is what I'm saying. Like you, the competitor. I'm like, I don't know what you was going to say, but I know.
No, I'm loving.
Get out of here. Let's crack this game and get it started. All right. So we're going to go through all 10. I got 10 lined up for you. I went through like a couple different sets because I think I found the set that you used to get your questions. Cause I was like, okay. I see kind of like how she did this, and I probably kind of did the same kind of thing. So let's start. Would I rather be in jail for 5 years or be in a coma for a decade?
I'm going to go coma for a decade. My reasoning is you don't seem built for jail. Side note, have you watched Unlocked on Netflix?
I have not.
Oh, come on. Watch the home team. Pulaski County is on the map. Okay.
Let's slide to the next one.
Hold on. Let me say this.
Yes.
The jail for 5 years might build up your street cred, girl, and really increase your music ministry, but I'm still going with coma because you like a good nap. Okay.
That is a reason to pick something. Would I rather spend a week in the forest or a night in a real haunted house?
Pretty scary guy. We do not like horror movies. We are from the country, right? Mm-hmm. Born and raised in the scratch is where I spent my days. And so I'm gonna say, brother, this is my reasoning. I believe that you would rather spend a week in the forest. I don't know. You can answer this because that's my final answer with that. Mm-hmm. So do you ever watch Naked and Afraid with me and mama?
Of course I had. We started the first like run of episodes when it was first becoming like a craze.
Okay.
Because we would always take, we would take bets to see if somebody was going to make it all the way through.
This is true. We compete against it about everything. So I'm going to say just because you are not really into the supernatural, like you don't want to fool with that. I don't see you. And you're a night person. Mm. I don't see you wanting to be in a haunted house for one night. So yeah, I'm sticking with my forced answer. I think I had another caveat I wanted to add as to why I picked that, but it escaped my mind. You know why?
Why?
Because I've pushed open the door to 40. I'm not just at the entrance.
Yeah.
Like, my whole leg is in,
You
the right one.
You walked in. You,
no,
you
just the
in
right
the
leg.
Okay, next question. Would I rather solve world hunger or global warming?
World hunger is my first guess, my first answer, my first instinct, because we just literally talked about it. We have so many food memories, and I'm sure you would want to spread that love to the entire world. Because what's my other option? Hunger or what?
Hunger or global warming?
I mean, we don't like being hot, but if we can be eating good while it's warm, I say you want everybody in the world to be eating good.
Okay. Would I rather go back to the past and meet your loved ones who passed away, or go to the future to meet your children or grandchildren to be?
Ooh, this one is a bit more difficult for me to determine which way the winds of life move.
Yeah, and I turned my camera off so you can't look at my face, because I feel like I would have made my, I was like, I think I'm going to end up making my answers apparent if you could see my face. So I'm trying
to. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
That was going to be part of my I was not ever.
I knew it. I knew it. I know you.
Smart guy. Why did you not try to read my face last week? Or did you? And you just couldn't.
Oh, no, I didn't try, because I'm actually a competitor. I play
I
the
am
game
too.
Fair. I
can't. Part of being a good competitor is being able to read the room.
But also, if I had actually been.
Tails.
No, if I had been looking at your face, you are also a supremely good actress. You would have known that I was looking at your face for the answers and started to change them.
Oh, no. I acted my way through the whole episode last week. Like,
yeah,
I maintained a neutral
man.
Face and was like, we're just having a regular conversation, even
yeah.
though I was. Okay.
Yeah.
So great move on your part.
You want the question again, or you got it?
Wait. Say it again.
Would I rather go back to the past and meet your loved ones who passed away, or go to the future to meet your children or grandchildren to be?
You want to see my children and my grandchildren. That's what you're excited about. Because then what if you get to the future and
no,
you're like.
Mine.
Oh,
mine.
To see yours?
Mine, yeah.
You want to see your babies. You want to see your babies and your grandchildren, definitely. You've already experienced life with our family members that have gone to glory. We have awesome memories, treasure moments, but you definitely want to see your children and your grandchildren, because that's not guaranteed. You know, you might not live to see your grandchildren. Who knows? You know, life be life and stuff. So you're going to the future.
Okay. Would I rather,
as I stare at a blank screen,
you go stare to the end of this game. Would I rather be the funniest person in a room or the smartest person in a room?
Okay, so that one
that is a funny song to use. I like how you did that.
You know why? Because I'm hilarious. But it's the smartest person in the room, amen. side note, I went out with our cousin for a lovely ladies' lunch, and she was like, you know, I was telling her, like, I've tapped into the fact that I am hilarious. I'm embracing it. I'm loving it. That's the new me 2024. Like, who I am.
Else,
and she was like, you know what? You are absolutely hilarious. And the great thing about it is, like, you are hilarious sober. Because she's like, how many years later do I still remember the ball drop?
Yeah. You got to remember the ball drop. You got she to
said, I don't know. She's like, I don't even know what New Year's Eve there was. But honey, you are pretty hilarious. Thank you. Thank you. And hilarious sober. People, y'all can do it. So with that in mind, when I think about my brother, I think he want to be the funniest guy in the room always. And because recently you told me you think you could be a stand-up comedian. So I really want you to tap into that.
Okay. All right. Would I rather start a colony on another planet or be the leader of a country on Earth?
Okay, so your wife really likes science fiction. I wouldn't say science fiction is really your bag. I don't see you as a space explorer. But I also don't see you wanting to lead a nation here on Earth. So we're going to take it galactical. You're going to outer space.
Okay. Whoa. Phone is acting a little funny.
And I will say this too, you really should have did 7, but I can do the percentages to see if my percentage comes out. Let's see.
You only is. Like the others are just extra fun ones that I think are fine. We're gonna keep the you're only counted for like our average. So like say the last three you get right.
So you got 40, you got 43% if I round up. You got 43% of the answers correct. So if I get more than 43%, baby, I'm a winner.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, either way, you would get like the best option out of either or. Like, you wouldn't get like if the last three you missed, you would get you. That's not what we was counting anyway, you know. But if you get them, we count them. All right. Would I rather go backstage with my favorite band or be an extra on my favorite TV show?
Backstage with your favorite band. Absolutely. Of course, it's an opportunity for you to make connects with people in the industry. You just talked about your longing to make another record since it's been a year since Grey Matter came out. So I'm confident in my answer. Next.
Would I rather live through an episode of Orange is the New Black or Black Mirror?
This is where it gets a little bit tricky. Like I said, you're not really into sci-fi. I think that would freak you out a little bit. And crazy stuff goes on in Orange is the New Black for sure. But they do have a lot of things that are like funny, ha-ha funny. Although I did say earlier, you're not about that jail life. And that's why I put you in that coma. I'm going to stick with my first mind on this question. I'm going to say Orange is the New Black because Black Mirror is too wonky, woo-woo, it'd be weird stuff. And I don't think I don't think that's your bag.
Okay. Would I rather be an Olympic gold medalist or a Nobel Peace Prize winner?
Olympic gold medalist, because you set up on this podcast and lied not too long ago and said that you were the most athletic out of our trio.
Still is.
and so I'm not gonna let that die. You are the Olympic gold medalist of gold medalists. Amen. Although you do like to write, I'm going with the gold medalist, my guy.
Would I rather be fluent in all languages or be a master of every musical instrument?
Ooh, that's where you got me, because you love to talk, like that's your thing. I'm gonna say you're gonna hit up all of the instruments, though, like I said, to further boost your musical career. If you get that talent in the bag, you are unstoppable. And you can always look up words in a different language. I mean, how many different languages do you really get the chance to use if you're not, you know, just out and about in the world? And they have translation apps and stuff that you can use, but that being able to pick up any instrument and make it go, that's a gift. That is a gift. So I'm going with that.
Okay, here we go. Let us go through these answers, dear.
Let me see your face.
Oh yeah, I can show you my face now. Excuse me.
So I can debunk anything I got wrong. I don't care what you say.
All right.
My answers were all right. I got 100. Go ahead.
You didn't. First question was, would I rather be in jail for 5 years or be in a coma for a decade? You are correct. I'm going to be in a coma because I'm not going to jail. I refuse. Not happening. I don't care what's going on in my life. Now,
can I tell you something? If you had picked jail, like, I would have said this entire game is a farce.
There's no way I picked jail, bro.
I would have said we're playing opposites day because there's no way.
Now, granted, like, the 10 years in a coma means I got, like, my body has atrophied. I got to learn how to walk again, talk. Like, I got to learn a lot of different things.
But your sister knows people.
Yeah. I am a and you are a person. So,
yeah, I'm one of the people. Right. We can get you.
It would be like living in a time ca- like it would literally be like traveling through time is what it would probably be. Feel like.
And that's, you know, one thing I thought about though is like 10 years you could miss a lot. Like my kids will be like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like that's, that would be wild. And then your wife would be out here for 10 years. Just you hope she mopping your brow. She probably would be. And I'd be after year two, I'd be like, girl, go have some fun, go on a cruise or something.
Probably. Now, the question was, would I rather spend a week in... Oh, that was question one. We're on question two. So, would I rather spend a week in a forest or a night in a real haunted house? A night in a haunted house.
You're lying.
Do you know where I live?
You're lying.
You know where I live now? I'm not spending a week in a forest. Like, I am...
We didn't quantify which forest. I mean, there are forests everywhere.
But that's what I was thinking about. Because, like, I... So, you not like, go ahead.
What I'm going to say is we're going to make this true to you. Like, we're going to make a reservation at a place that's known to be.
Can you just humbly take your wrong answer?
No, like, we're going to
I can't do it like a week outside, fam. Just
okay, so just, you can do one night.
Because I thought about it outside. I'm thinking, like, outside, in a forest, bears, mountain lions, like, I hate bugs as is. Like, being at Turkey Scratch, that's just life. I had to be there. But I've never been like, ooh, let's go camping. The only time we talked about it was, like, the one time. But we are so so bougie, bro. Like, I would literally...
Your mama is bougie. She would like drive us to the campsite.
I am that child. I am that one's child.
Mama would drive us to the campsite and then leave and like come back and get us after the weekend.
This to me is basically like your reasoning of being in a horror movie. Mm-hmm. Like, the Lord got me. I'm not worried about it. I can do a night and then I'm back to life.
Well, like, I'm proposing that. I'm writing it down. We're doing it. I'm going to put that on my list of things I want to do for my birthday. It is.
Your emotionally numb self is not taking me nowhere, and I still got emotions. Not happening. All right. Next question. The question number three. Would I rather solve world hunger or global warming?
Okay.
Global warming. Here's why. I thought about the question and the answer. There are so many things that we're like losing that are beautiful things that I like going to and seeing. Mm-hmm. Like, if I can solve that and get like nature back in order, like, you know how much I love fall.
Right.
The more global warming happens, the more I lose the thing that I feel is the most me. And I feel like if solving global warming, that kind of at least helps on some end with world hunger, because there are a lot of animals that would be able to come back. There are a lot of animals that will be able to be sustained because their habitats are not being changed is what I thought about. I would rather solve global warming because there are so many things that we are like losing that like make me feel a little bad and scared sometimes. So I'd rather do that.
I'm not going to fight you on that answer.
Okay. Would I rather go back to the past and meet my loved ones who passed away, or go to the future and meet my children and grandchildren to be? Of course, you are correct. I would love to meet my children.
You would.
There's nothing else I'd rather do.
Especially when you had to turn the camera off. I'm like, this guy, so easy to read.
Yeah, I immediately thought, I was like, you can't look at my face. Next one. Would I rather be the funniest person in the room or the smartest person in the room? I chose the smartest.
Did you?
Because I already feel like I'm the funniest person in the room, bro.
If you're in the room with me, you're not.
I am.
Hey, man,
I 100% am.
You're not.
My
hilarity has been co-signed by two different people.
What was your answer for would I rather start a colony on another planet or be the leader of a country on Earth?
Planet.
Okay, so you're wrong. Country on Earth, because ain't no way. Like, I'm already away from y'all. At least if I'm the leader of a country, I can fly y'all in. I can get somebody to drive this y'all in. True. I can't be away from y'all like that. And I thought about that. I was like, oh, that would be, at first, my first thought was like, oh, that would be really cool. But then I was like, but my grandma is for sure not making it out to space.
Surely not.
So
no way.
Not happening. Like, because the only people I'm already here with just me and my wife. We are basically in a new.
Y'all are in a different planet.
Planet as is. So no, you didn't get that one.
So I won't listen. The ones I have wrong, I won't fight you on. There are things that I hadn't really thought through.
I thought you were about to talk yourself into the right answer because you said it, because you were like, your wife likes sci-fi. But and you were thinking about me in regards to like my aversion to like leadership and stuff, but my biggest aversion, like I'm
separation
not
separation from family. I can't fight you. Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that aspect. You know what that means? I want to go to outer space. Bye, y'all.
Would I rather go backstage with my favorite band or be an extra on my favorite TV show? I would rather be an extra on my favorite TV show. Here's why.
You're lying, but go ahead.
It really depends on what show, but I really just want to be able to.
What's your favorite TV show?
That's hard. It just depends on the genre. Like any of the genres that exist, I would pick them.
Give me a favorite TV show that you would rather do that than be backstage.
I would definitely rather be an extra on Dexter.
Than be backstage?
Yes.
You don't love music.
No. I love music, but I also okay, here's the other thing that both of us love. But I also love being able to be like, y'all see that? That's me.
Nah,
like my conversation, like you know how they were saying, like, would you rather have 500,000 or have dinner with Jay-Z? I would rather. This is one of them conversations to me. Extras are the stuff I get paid for.
Here's my thing. So like for me, if the question was like, would you rather be an extra on your favorite TV show or sit down and talk with your favorite author?
Now that one I would pick the author.
No, I'm saying like for me, like I love books like you love music.
Yeah.
Books is my equivalent.
I also
can't imagine a world where I would be like, well, number one, but we're different people though.
Yeah.
Because I don't want folks looking at me. So
yeah, I'm good with like an extra. And you also got to think about this the same way that I was thinking about the smartest or the funniest. I feel like I'm going to do that anyway. I honestly do. So it's not like something that I'm like craving. Plus, a lot of people, I don't really want to, you know, never meet your idols kind of thing. Like, sometimes I feel that way because I don't want my perception of a person to change. And I would rather, my perception of this show that is great ain't really going to change.
I 100% agree with that because it's different. Like, once you know something, like, I'm a person that, like, and I think that's why I kind of like to say to myself, I believe in separation of church and state. You know what I mean? Like, if you are my manager, then you're my manager. And we're not, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not kicking.
Also, you lessen how much I do want to act. Like, and being able to not only act, but act on one of my favorite shows versus a conversation that's really only going to mean something to me. But something I can share.
But an extra is like you're just watching, really. Like, if I can be a supporting actor for one episode, that would be
no.
A bigger
I get what
draft.
You're saying, but I'm on the show. But, like, you're gonna see me. Like, I still get like, credit.
Look at Joe eating that sandwich while Dexter is murdering someone.
Or I'm one of the people, and I have no speaking lines. Like, I just got chopped up by him. Who knows? You know, like I start the episode, you see me just.
It's your passion, brother. I can't. I'm not good. But okay. I know for me personally, take me out of here.
Would I rather live?
And the crazy thing is, watch me wind up being an extra or something on TV. And you're like,
I will fight you. I will fight you, dude. Because I can see something like that happening. Just because you don't care. On one of my shows, like you just went out, like as you was, you were just like, man, I've been working out real good. Why not? Like, let me go and try, like, and just see what y'all in line for, that kind of thing.
And I'm going to be like, hey, Joe, you ever heard of the show, blah, blah, blah.
Like, what? You don't know anything about that show. Would I rather live through an episode of Orange is the New Black or Black Mirror? You did not fall for the banana in the tailpipe. Yes, I gotta live through an episode of Orange is the New Black. Cause you not finna have me in no like the Twilight Zone.
Which is why we need to spend a night in this haunted house, because you will have your butt in the forest. Like,
girl, no.
Okay, so when I come, when we come see y'all this summer, you want to go camping for a week?
No, I don't. I don't want to do either, but between those two,
would you rather?
The only thing I'm picking is length of time. I don't want to spend a week. I would rather have to get through a 24 hours than 7 days. That's so literally what I made the decision
on. When we come up there, we're going to spend one night in a haunted house.
Do you want to fight me?
I actually do.
Do you want to catch these hands? Don't make me hurt you. Lord Jesus. Okay.
Okay.
Would I rather be an Olympic gold medalist or a Nobel Peace Prize winner? You went for the joke. But yes, I would rather be a new Nobel Peace Prize winner. You went for the joke. No, when you started saying, like, you went for the joke and then you went.
And that's why you put it in there.
No, and then you started saying, and I knew also that too, but you said the reasoning why you were like, you're writing and you look like, and I'm like, like, what is she doing? Like, why is she walking away from that? Like, that's not important.
I had to walk away from it because there's no way you can tell me you did not.
Did I not consider it? But the writing, like, because at that point, like, it's. I wish it had been a Pulitzer, because I think that is the difference. But that means, like, my efforts in life have done something to cause, you know, like, peace. Versus right. Pulitzer, which is what I would actually like. But the Peace Prize winner, like, I feel like as a Christian, that's like the Christian Grammy or something. Like, I'm really out here for peace. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I picked it.
I mean, you could really be out here representing Christ in these the Olympic athletic events,
you really
right?
can't, running your race. But I don't, I like the Olympics, and I live in America. I don't like America like that all the time. To be like, let me put this flag on my back.
Mama's calling me. Let me see if she can talk to us, because I want you to ask her.
Okay.
The Olympic gold medalist. Let me text her real quick.
Oh my gosh. And y'all tell her to call me, I guess.
Yeah. To see if she'll be on the potty.
Let me do this last question as you text
me. Okay.
So the last question was, would I rather be fluent in all languages or be a master of every musical instrument? My answer was languages. Here's why.
You're being so...
Here's why.
Can I tell you something?
We've had conversations about this. And this is why I was like, I was like, I'm not being petty.
He was being petty.
I'm not being petty. Because we talked about this. We talked about... the Bama podcast, when they talk about the Tower of Babel and what the reasoning for, like, in my mind, like, knowing all languages, it makes me feel like I can connect to people, and I really want to be able to connect to people. Plus, when I was thinking about, you know, global warming, world hunger, I'm like, spiritually being able to talk to everybody is almost like automated speaking in tongues. And that's not one of my giftings. But also, I've been here where it's like a little bit more diverse than back home. I just want to be able to talk to people and understand. Like, and earnestly understand. Like, I can watch anime without subtitles. I can watch just about anything and kind of understand. The different intricacies of language that certain things don't translate. So you'll be reading stuff and you like, that's not really what that person said or what that person meant. I would love to really know what is meant. And if I know all languages, then I know what that actually means.
What's my final score?
Final score is, you got, let's start counting. 1, 2, three. You got three right.
I got more than three.
You got would I rather the coma.
Mm-hmm.
You got meet children and grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Orange is the New Black.
I got more than three.
What's the other one you got right?
I don't remember.
Because I'm spending the night in a haunted house. Mm-hmm. It's global warming.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather be the smartest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a country on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
An extra on a favorite TV show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I only got three right.
A Nobel Peace Prize winner in languages.
Okay.
Woo!
You are victorious because you sat there and... No. You are victorious only because you did your game on the back end after I gave my answers to my questions. I gave the right answers.
No, you didn't.
That's why we're spending the night in a haunted house.
Oh, my God, crazy. Bro.
We're going to get... We are, though. We either going camping...
I don't like camping. Do you... Okay, do you not remember, like, the one who likes camping in my family is not me.
Hey, brother, I'm giving you what you asked for. We can either go camping for a week or you can...
Well, I guess we got to go camping for a week. I guess, I mean, we can go glamping for a week, sure.
Brother, no, you made your choice. Remember no, on this year podcast?
I made the it's the okay.
Is, would you rather, and you, no, you it's okay. decided the experience.
It's okay.
Bro.
No, I didn't. Don't play with me. Don't waste your money. Don't waste your money.
Brother,
I will leave you at the airport. I will find a way to get my mom up.
Brother, you literally
and leave you
just,
where you at.
So I get another point. Is that where we at?
I don't no. I told you the crux of it is the timing.
Oh, okay. It's
like so you can't one and one. Like if you said, brother. Would I rather spend? Hold on, no. Would you? If you said, would I rather spend a day in the forest or a day at a haunted house, I'm going to choose the forest. If you say right. a week in the forest versus a day in a haunted house, I got to choose the haunted house. It's
and
a
brother,
much easier experience.
You literally, those were the options for vacation this summer. Amen. A night okay. in a haunted house okay. and the rest of the
okay.
week.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. And then, the salt is, oh, it's okay.
And so it's fine. You just gonna show up and
I'm
be
not,
like, oh,
though.
But you are. But you're not making a reservation. Amen.
Fam, neither are you. I'm telling my mama. Like, I will tell my mother. Is she busy?
Tell you. Listen to me.
Can she not call in?
She didn't respond back to me. That means she's probably driving. She probably called me while she was driving. So
I'm, you know it. No,
one thing you should know, who plans the trips?
Hold on.
Who plans the trips?
No.
Answer my question.
You, but I...
Okay, I so you playing play with you. The wrong one?
I guess I'll play you. Come on now, lady.
Oh. Playing with the wrong one. My gosh, she didn't answer.
Anyway, it was still fun. And
it was great
But
fun.
I was also thinking about, like, the biggest part of it that... When you did it, made me think about how I should answer my questions, which is you now, in terms of those questions, is very different than you 10 years ago or you 20 years ago.
Correct. And
that's how
now,
I answer those questions.
I just proved that you now sitting up here lying answering these questions.
No, I'm not. You didn't prove nothing. Because I told you, like, I don't want either of them. But if I'm right. going, if I'm going through the, my choice ends up being, I don't want a week in the forest. I just,
right.
I don't want a whole week. If you were saying a day, I could do a day in the forest.
Okay,
I'll
brother. So we're just gonna do
a
night,
day
and house. It's fine. You're right.
So
you chose
okay.
your choice.
No, you salty. Ugh.
I'm not.
For
I'm
no
giving you
reason.
What you want.
No,
baby.
You're not, baby. Because you don't even understand. Like you. Okay. So you picked being in a horror movie, knowing how much you hate them. Because you didn't want to be
really,
around your
no,
enemy.
Like,
you know what my brother, enemy is?
Brother.
The wild.
Brother. Like you said, I am numb. Horror movie. Baby, this ain't scary. Like
I'm not there. But I also don't want to be in the forest. Because I just have a very strong fear of walking into a bear, You don't even like snakes. You don't baby like brother. Snakes.
Baby brother.
You don't like fine. Snakes. You know I don't like snakes.
I
know. Snakes.
I never said. This was like not spiders. My. This was not. Baby brother. Listen, this was fam. Not my would you rather. This was yours. Listen, this bro. Is the choice you chose. You didn't ask
so,
me.
So, okay, what okay, okay. Would you rather spend a week outside, just outside? Or what's your answer to that?
If you, you know it's the night. You know
so
it's the
what,
night.
So what are we doing here? So what are we doing here? So why are you trying to, but you understand the reason. Why would it, okay, matter of fact, before you try to chastise me, since it's the same answer because you're not, why would you not pick the forest?
Well, can I tell you why I thought you would not pick the night? Well, I already said.
No, you're tell a, me why.
Because you're a you're night. Not picking I the sleep. Forest. I sleep. I don't care where I same. Am. I'm going to be asleep. So, but you're not, though. You're a night owl. You are up at night. You are not a sleepy, sleepy mother. Guy.
Hello?
I can't hear her.
Hold on, Mom. Ma.
Can't hear
her. Mother.
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Hi, Mama.
Hi, Parker.
Okay. So, I got a couple quick questions for you at the end of this episode that we're doing. We're doing a Would You Rather Part 2. This is the episode about choices that I would make, just so you know, okay?
Okay, choices that you would make. Okay.
Right. Me personally.
We're deciding what he would say.
Now, would I rather spend a week in a forest or a night in a real haunted house?
I think you take a night in a haunted house.
Thank you, Mother.
I don't see you in no forest, nowhere.
Thank you.
It's just me.
Okay, Mom.
But,
okay.
But hold on. Wait. Hold no, on. Just hold on. Next.
No, I'm not. So what I said to him, since that was his answer, I said, well, when we come visit them, we could either go camping for a week or we could spend one of those nights in a haunted house. Now he don't want to spend a night in a haunted house, girl. So it's not true.
So you want to spend a week camping?
Apparently Sarita does. Like, I guess that's what she's saying.
I know Mama don't. We've already established that.
And again, I told you whose child I am. So it's like, if I got to just suffer through, like, Mama,
real talk, I don't want to go camping either. Tamika used to always try to make me go pitch a tent. Girl, bye. Mm-mm. She's like, we got to sleep on the ground. We okay. actually don't.
Mm-mm. I'm going to shoot another one to you.
I had enough and we would do when we were in Girl Scouts. So
Mama, you dropped us off. You didn't stay.
No. I stayed one time. That's what made me not stay.
If it ain't a mission trip, Mama.
You know, the first time when we went up and we stayed in a platform tent and it was cold and the air was coming up off that mountain.
Do you remember?
I slept outside. It was the first real trip. It wasn't Mount Story. We didn't go to Camp Story. It was that going past Conway. I forget what mountain I don't know the name of the mountain. But we got there first.
I remember.
Marcella asked us if we wanted to sleep inside or we wanted to be outside. And everybody wanted to be outside. And it was cold that night. I knew then that's not the life I'm going to live.
We had a great time. It was great as a child with young bones. Now, mm-mm.
Girl. Okay, Mama. Here we go. I'm gonna rapid fire some more to see if you, because you're already a point ahead of your daughter.
Okay, go ahead.
She only got 3 right out of 10, just so you know. Would I rather solve world hunger or global warming?
Global warming.
Mama, you're on a hot streak.
You're on a hot streak, fam. Okay. Would I rather... Oh, wait. What's your reasoning for why I would solve global warming?
Because you don't like to be hot.
But that wasn't his reasoning. But
it was such. Go it was ahead. So light on my reasonings, but she's still in the ballpark. Would I rather be the funniest person in a room or the smartest person in a room?
Smartest.
Mama is firing on all cylinders. She knows you better than. She knows you better than I do.
Okay. Would I rather start a colony on another planet or be the leader of a country on Earth?
That one's hard.
Go with your gut.
I think I'm going to say president on Earth because you're not a... You travel, but I don't think that's something that you would want to start a whole new. I don't think so.
You on fire right now, mama. You ain't missed one yet. Honey.
You about to roll a strike.
Okay, let's see.
You about to get it.
Would I rather go backstage with my favorite band or be an extra on my favorite TV show?
I'm being extra.
Oh my gosh.
I know you like singing. But yeah.
My mama's on fire.
Your mama's on fire.
Okay. Now let's keep going, because like, would I rather be an Olympic gold medalist or a Nobel Peace Prize winner?
Nobel Peace Prize, because you think you can talk everybody down.
There you go, mama. You on it.
All right, you got one more, because this is crazy. I might go through and see the other ones, like, to see if you get 100%, because this is mystifying me. Would I rather be fluent in all languages or be a master of every musical instrument?
I think fluent in languages.
Oh, mother. When you birth a baby, you know them inside and out.
Inside
you?
And out.
Don't you?
Let's
know?
See. Now, we got to see if she's going to get 100%. She is on fire.
Go.
Okay. Would I rather be in jail for 5 years or in a coma for a decade?
You don't sleep.
Thank you. She got the right to it. Would I rather go back to the past and meet my loved ones who passed away, or go to the future and meet my children and or grandchildren to be?
That was real hard. I'm gonna say go back because the people that we've lost, like, you really, really love, and you have the potential of the future. So I'm going to say go back.
That's the only one you got wrong.
I
got to see them kids,
I
baby.
I got that one right. Because there's no promise that you'll see your kids or your grandkids. You know what I mean? Like, really get to see your grandkids.
You did say grandkids. Just thinking kids.
Well, okay. Children or grandchildren. I want to see them now, too. Like, I need them
I
here.
Know what you mean, but I'm just saying, the grandchildren is what sold me. Like, yeah.
Like, then just to know I got a legacy. Now, last one. Would I rather live through an episode of Orange is the New Black or Black Mirror? I don't know if you know what Black Mirror is.
You don't know what Black Mirror is.
I don't know what either one of them are. So
we watched the Orange is the New Black, mama.
Not with her.
Ever? I didn't watch Orange is the New Black. I have no idea what that is. I mean,
She
basically
see.
It's like
I think I made you watch it.
It's kind of like, you remember Oz, mama?
Oz.
It used to be on. Okay, basically, it's a show about people in prison. Or the new age Twilight Zone.
Oh, you're into that Twilight Zone crap.
No.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Scariest guy on Earth, which is why the haunted house question still haunts me.
So, mama, you are 8 out of 10.
Pretty good job, mama.
Really good job.
Thank you for making a guest appearance. You know, we spoke you up. We talked about the fact that our bond as brother and sister was really going to come into play in this episode. And Mama, you helped round it out. So
and you helped make it seem so much more understand. Like if
rapid fire questions,
honey. No prompting.
You razzle dazzled this episode. Well, since we're operating in our spirit of prophecy, this is going to be a great year for the Bible Study Girl podcast. I see some amazing things. Anything you want to say to the people, Mama, before we get off of here and talk to you?
Oh, like, I have a request for her real quick. Before you get to your spiel, Mom, just know that you need to go and find 10 would you rather questions. You have to answer them and write down your answers. And then, you know, the finale of the would you rather season one games to give Sarita, basically give both of us a chance to get more than 4 points. Cause I got 4, she got 3.
I need to do 10.
You got 3 points, Joe. Why are you trying to?
I know.
Boot
I keep trying
to get 3. You both just got such 3. A liar.
Wanted that 4. Oh, if only Devin was here to help me out. But yeah, so technically we're tied. We're going to have the finale. So you need to go and find 10 would you rather questions, answer them. You can write them down or whatever. And then
you're going to need to write them down. And then you can keep track of our scores. We need to go against each other.
Yeah. And when we do so, you can't have your camera.
About me, correct?
About you.
Yes,
these are your choices.
Okay. That's fine. I can do that.
Okay.
Anything you want to say to the people?
Yes, I want to tell the people that I have 2 of the most charismatic, loving, caring children in the entire world. And I would not trade them for anything.
And
I love you guys.
I love you too, love Mama, you too, and we didn't have to pay you to say that.
We didn't.
Oh,
I have. Wait. Oh, I forgot, Mama. Why do you think I would pick to be the smartest person in the room over the funniest?
Probably you're funny on your own. So that means that you're smart too. You just don't always exude it.
Burn.
I saw that she did burn me at the end. She got the question right in my explanation of like I already wait, think I'm the funniest person in the room, and then she was she was like, "But you be smart, but you be like dumb all the time." So,
but y'all,
I wish say all the time.
Wait,
I read all the time.
I wish we was recording the video so the people could see your hand motion start to slow down.
I went. I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. What?
You know what? But here's the thing. Lately, you know, on those games or whatever that they be playing, the one that said I'm going to be pregnant at the end of the year or whatever.
Yeah.
It always tells me that I'm brutally honest or whatever. And a lot of times I am. But.
Yeah, you just don't say, I don't mean no harm, like my grandma, to give us a warning that all harm
is
coming.
I just say what I'm going to say and then just leave it there.
You just get straight to the punch. You know, Mama
you
told me.
You think I lower my intelligence for folks?
She didn't say you lower it for people.
It
ain't for people.
You do it for yourself, too, sometimes. It just depends on where you at, you know, because as a child, you didn't really want to study. You didn't really. It's not that you're not smart. You just didn't want to exert any more energy than what you were exerting.
Listen,
but you're very intelligent.
You birthed a female Albert Einstein.
Hey! Don't do that.
She is. I know how smart my sister is and how hard she worked. And how much she didn't want to work, but she's much like my wife. People who will complain about stuff and still get an A, even though it's like their work is so good. And I know my work in regards to that wasn't as
good. But you have that same ability. You just are not willing to go sometimes, not all the time. Sometimes you're not willing to go the extra step, you know, to make it that.
Okay. Well, get on off
but
here.
God has already God has already told me and shown me what you're going to do, and you'll get there. It's just not, like I've always said, you do things in your own time. You're running your race, so I can't run your race for you. And it's hard for me sometimes because I really want to just get out there and go and make you go. But I can't. Guys, there's a timing for you. And when it hits, it's going to hit.
You pumped her up for this. I
kind of did. I didn't. I wasn't trying
you,
to.
You,
I
was trying you to pumped her up. Like, and another thing. She going to learn you, ain't she?
She is. Andy.
I was going to say something else to you, Mama. Oh, this is what I was going to tell you, Joe. Breaking news. I am officially the favorite child. I got it in a text message from her. I just hadn't told you yet.
Wow.
Yeah. So. Wow. It took a long time for me to get it. All I had to do was go to the post office for her. But she said she's going to give me my award on my birthday. Like, I will officially get the you're the best.
I know what I got to do.
Oh, Heavenly Father.
Not if I beat you to it.
But you don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, I told you Mama Heavenly has Father. Said whoever has the baby first is going to be her favorite kid.
Oh, no. Well, I know that. Like,
okay.
I mean.
Y'all, I gotta wrap it up. Right. I got a pressing phone call. Love you.
Okay.
Meaning.
Well.
Love you guys.
We love you too. Bye, Mom.
Bye.
All right, guys. Thank y'all for having fun with this episode. I love these Would You Rathers. And I love the fact that me and my sister overthought ourselves out of perfect scores. Because we do know each other better than these tests are showing. These are just Would You Rathers. And we have to use our brains to think about, like, what at our core and what our hearts, what we would really want to do and what's important to us, which is way different than, like, just the quick response of would you, like, if we were just playing this and it was like a quick, you only had like 10 seconds to answer, we would probably end up with the same.
This your wrap up. The light is blinking, brother.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right, guys. Don't remember that it's not just you or I.
Ooh, let me say this real quick. If you have,
you don't see that light blinking.
The light is blinking, but I was gonna say if you had pressed record like you was supposed to the first time, we wouldn't have got Mama on at the perfect time. Amen. Yeah,
amen.
Perfect in all his ways.
All right. So remember, it's not just you or I that preach, but we preach.
And until we meet again, guys, keep preaching, keep listening. Yes.